You are still listening to Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM, and now we get into our Women in Business feature. Tonight we are joined by CEO at 4Africa Exchange, Faye Makudam. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Dumi. Glad to be here.
Faye, first tell us where it all started for you.
It's going to sound quite amusing, I suppose, Dumi, but I can actually pinpoint it back to when I was 8 years old.
Wonderful.
We had moved to Bophuthatswana, and my father gave me a sweet counter to look after. Mm-hmm. And so if I look at the trajectory from there on, he was a lawyer, though. And, you know, if I look at me becoming a lawyer now, but also being involved in business, then yes, that would be the start of it, my earliest memory.
That's an amazing story and quite an interesting one, because you seemingly followed your father's footsteps to the T. Talk to us about the transition from law to playing with money and being on the stock market and being a CEO of an exchange.
It has been rather an eclectic journey. I've been very fortunate in that I have occupied some positions and been involved in different spaces where I was able to experience different sectors and industries at different levels, breadths and depths. And that has certainly stood me in good stead through my career. And bless my father, he believed that if you weren't litigating, that you didn't have a real job. So I did follow that route. I did, you know, I think it was indoctrination at the worst, because my brother and I are both lawyers. But
wow,
I did go that route. I did become an advocate. But just in terms of the way the justice system works in the country, it just wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And because I'd already had an introduction to business at a young age, and had in fact one of the first other memories when I was in my early 20s was also opening the first internet cafe in South Africa.
Mm.
And so there's almost been a serial business engagement. And so, you know, that kind of morphed into me focusing on commercial law, focusing on mergers and acquisitions. And because of the type of work I was doing, I got involved in a lot more cross-border transaction advisory work,
yeah,
as well as advising different clients on listing on different exchanges across the globe. And so, you know, became more and more involved. And here I am today.
Would it be fair to say that you've always known which career path you would follow, or were there other plans?
There was definitely another plan when I was younger.
Oh.
I had my sights set on being an actress, would you believe? And I had convinced my parents that I would do an initial drama degree followed by law. So
okay,
law was always on the table. But my dad, the year that I got to university, the majors actually clashed throughout the degree. And it was the first year that the university had changed it.
Mm.
So I clearly remember my father saying that the montage of a starving actress in an attic might sound romantic, but is not real. And he wasn't having any of it. So, you know, I can't say that I was forced into it, because it was my second choice.
Yeah.
But I think if you look at, and I'm surrounded by my peers as well, where many of us who started out on, you know, following a technical degree or a technical path,
yes,
and becoming a professional, that a lot of us have not actually ended up in practice or following the narrow technical area for which we you know, had a degree or had studied.
Yeah, yeah, so true. What did it take then for you to reach CEO level in an industry that is quite traditionally known to be a boys' club?
Certainly. Well, this is my fourth stint as a CEO, so I think the level was probably not at issue. But you're quite correct. It is a traditional, conservative, male-dominated environment. You know, I'm not unused to working in male-dominated spaces, and I think that before you introduce gender considerations, the obvious one is to know yourself and what kind of leader you are.
Right.
I think that the position of CEO of 4Africa Exchange, given the contextual reality in which we're starting up this business, has really brought all my skills together. So in hindsight, I almost feel like I was being prepared for this for most of my life without me realizing it.
Mm.
And it's exceptionally rewarding and fulfilling, and exceptionally hard as well. So There is the startup business. There is the fact that you are essentially managing a business that operates in two definitive spaces, one in a startup with all the challenges and then a highly regulated environment. Yes. The financial services space, financial markets, capital markets is very traditional and conservative, forget gendered. And that in itself is difficult for a new entrant. I'm a lot younger than some of my counterparts, and certainly for being a woman in this position, there is a perspective and a filter that one would be naive to ignore. It is there. But, I'd like to think that at the end of the day, instead of spending time worrying too much about questions, queries, or concerns, or detractors, rather just perform and deliver. And be the best that you can be as often as possible.
Most definitely.
With all people and in all situations.
What challenges then did you face in this journey where you have to navigate through a traditional system and also preserve the self-worth that you have, the skills that you've acquired over the years, and deliver?
It is tough. I was reading a book the other day. I can't quite remember which female leader it was who actually said that we can't have it all. And then you've got many wonderful female leaders who said that you can. So yeah. I think that it's not just even this space, but those kinds of challenges are replicated in a space. I became a mother very early in my life and didn't let go of my professional path. And so I think the challenges from the outset of being a mom and needing to balance and wanting to, or being ambitious and wanting to progress and perform in your career, and I'm talking about 25 years ago, it's much easier now. But there's a distinct path that you are, or a minefield even, that you're required to navigate around. And I do believe that the way that I was brought up and the fact that my mom and dad really constantly reminded us that we could be whomever we wanted to be and do whatever we wanted to do really stood me in good stead, because I can never deny, especially if I'm going to be an authentic woman leader, that there have been some dark days where you just second guess yourself. You know, when you give birth to a child, you kind of give birth to guilt. Am I good enough? Am I doing what I'm required to do and leaving them to go to work, etc.? And I added another dynamic, which I suppose is personality driven, and that was where I had started up these series of businesses as opposed to just accepting, staying in corporate and accepting a salary and being an employee. And given that my initial stages, I was a single mom, you almost look at it now and say, what were you thinking? Because what risks, did you take on board? And you didn't have to.
Yes.
I was fortunate to have a good, strong support structure, but the challenges still abound. There are still times when I walk into a boardroom now, and not the current For Africa Exchange Board, of course, who are truly amazing. But previously, I'm referred to as girly because I'm at least 15 years younger than everybody. Just the fact that it's a strange thing. You're walking into a space where you don't immediately feel at home or safe. And I've mastered it over the last two decades. I have burnt my fingers. I have done some crazy stuff when I probably didn't know any better. And now, I've grown into myself and I'm a lot more comfortable and confident within who I am. And so, I'd like to think that that translates into the way that I lead.
A wonderful story of resilience and not fearing what the next page will get to. How then would you advise a young woman who may be listening to you right now to ride whatever tide wave may come in the climb up the corporate ladder? As you've just explained, it can't be easy. And sometimes it does really seem like you can't have it all.
I think the first thing that I'd say, and it's almost a piece of advice that is applicable irrespective of gender, and that is to get to know yourself and to understand who you are and what is it that you want, and be authentic and be clear about it. And I think, it sounds almost chat, but vision boards and visualization exercises and those kinds of things really help, because you must be able to sense, touch, feel where you want to be in 5 years' time. Right. And then begin to explore who you want to be and you know, in that space, who are you going to be and where you're going to operate, so you can claim your ambitions, you can claim what you're putting out there for yourself, and then be very clear about actually claiming the running of your life. You need to make space to consciously decide on the direction in your life, as opposed to letting it happen to you. And that requires a whole lot of continuing professional development, identify where your areas of improvement need to be, and singular, laser focus, invest in yourself and surround yourself with people who, you know, you can feed off and you contribute to them in turn. Having mentors, having sponsors, men and women, are important, who can guide you, and creating a network of people where you are safe enough to show your vulnerability and your need to learn or to question, and slowly take baby steps. But I do think that it does need to be quite a definitive and decisive approach if you are going to progress and achieve whatever it is that you want to do. Because, you know, and even whether you're a working mom or whatever your considerations are, even a working dad nowadays, be clear about everything that's on your plate and how you prioritize. And understand that every day you decide to prioritize, and some days you get it right and some days you don't. And every day you prioritize one thing more than another. It can never be completely equitable on any given day.
Wholesome advice. Thank you so much for your input.
Thank you so much, Dumi.
CEO at 4 Africa Exchange, Faye Makudama, in this week's A Women in Business feature.